Living Well, Health and Fitness by Jennifer Campbell, A Brief Guide to Fats. There is lots of confusion about the role of fats in a healthy diet. For decades, we saw low-fat diet trends, and now, high-fat diets like keto and paleo are becoming popular. Regardless of diet, here are some scientifically supported facts about the macronutrient. Fat is a source of essential fatty acids, which the body cannot produce itself. Fat is a key component to health and helps the body absorb vitamins A, D, E, and K. Each gram of fat contains 9 calories, compared to 4 calories per gram in both protein and carbohydrates, the other macronutrients. Since fat is more calorically dense, monitor your portion sizes. There are 2 categories of fats, saturated and unsaturated. The medical community largely advocates for more consumption of unsaturated fats due to the increased risk of atherosclerosis and heart disease from saturated fats. Saturated fatty acids pack together tightly and increase levels of low-density lipoprotein, LDL, the bad artery-clogging cholesterol. Unsaturated fats raise levels of high-density lipoprotein, HDL, the good cholesterol. HDL sweeps up excess LDL in the blood and carries it to the liver for removal. By increasing levels of HDL, unsaturated fats help protect against the harmful effects of saturated fats. Saturated fats are mainly found in animal sources. Meat and dairy products from grass-fed cattle are healthier than from grain-fed cattle. The grass-fed meat has significantly lower levels of saturated fat and higher levels of omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. If you eat red meat, opt for lean cuts of grass-fed beef for the most health benefits. Unsaturated fats are typically found in plant sources. Trans fats are a type of unsaturated fat, also known as industrial trans fats or partially hydrogenated oil, PHO, which occurs when vegetable oils are chemically altered to stay solid at room temperature, giving them a longer shelf life. The health risks from PHO are so great that the FDA has banned food manufacturers from adding it to foods. What foods are part of a healthy diet? Sources of healthy fats: avocados, eggs, free range, fatty fish such as salmon, tuna, sardines, mackerel, trout, pollock, and herring, almonds, walnuts, pistachios, pecans, Brazil nuts, pumpkin, flax and chia seeds, peanut and nut butters, dark chocolate, 85% or higher. Fats to avoid: all trans fats, red meat, grain-fed, dairy, grain-fed, soybean, corn, canola, sunflower, safflower oils, vegetable shortening, margarine, pork fat. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in nutrition education. She is past commander of the California American Legion's 24th District and Hollywood Post 43. Did you know the human brain is made up of nearly 60% fat? Break the smoking cycle. Managing Stress, Key to Coping with Cravings, Quitting Habit by Michelle Gibeau-Traub. Smoking continues to be a leading cause of preventable diseases and death. More than 16 million Americans live with smoking-related medical conditions. This is of particular concern to service members and veterans who are more likely to smoke than civilians. A 2018 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report showed that 29.2% of veterans reported using tobacco products, and that individuals diagnosed with PTSD were twice as likely to smoke. People often start smoking to relieve stress. The nicotine in tobacco leads to the release of dopamine. This happy hormone offers a quick boost of relief. but it also sends signals to the brain that result in intense cravings for more. When smokers attempt to quit, they experience withdrawal symptoms such as depression, anxiety, fatigue, and hunger, some of the very symptoms they were trying to alleviate by smoking. The result is a harmful cycle that is extremely difficult to break. Quitting smoking typically requires a multi-pronged approach and several attempts. VA programs include in-person counseling, support groups, smoke-free vet text message, the Stay Quit Coach app, and the Quit Vet Quit Line at 1-855-QUIT-VET. Go to veterans.smokefree.gov for information on these free services. The Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, or tapping, is another option for smoking cessation and the relief of PTSD. By tapping various points around the face and upper body, a person tries to achieve a sense of calm. Veterans and service members can learn EFT and other healing practices through the nonprofit National Institute of Integrative Healthcare. Learn more at stresssolution.org. If you're a smoker, don't lose hope about quitting. Reducing stress could be the key to breaking the powerful hold of nicotine. Michelle Gibeau-Traub is a dietitian and health writer based in Connecticut. 12.9% VA enrollees classified as current smokers, down from 13.3% in 2020. 55.5% VA enrollees classified as ever smokers in 2021. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.